12 hour, from 4 to 5 a.m. Jesus at the mercy of the soldiers. My most sweet life, Jesus, while sleeping, clinging to your heart, I often felt the pricks of the thorns which prick your most holy heart, wanting to wake up together with you, that you may have at least one who notices all of your pains and feels compassion for you. I cling more tightly to your heart, and feeling your prickings more vividly, I wake up. But what do I see? What do I hear? I would like to hide you in my heart, to expose myself in your place, and receive upon myself pains so intense, insults and humiliations so incredible. But only your love could bear so many outrages. My most patient Jesus, what could you expect from people so inhuman? I now see that they are making fun of you. They cover your face with thick spit. The light of your beautiful eyes is covered by the spit. And you, pouring rivers of tears for our salvation, push that spit away from your eyes. And your enemies, with hearts incapable of seeing the light of your eyes, cover them with spit again. Others, becoming more brave in evil, open your most sweet mouth and fill it with disgusting spit, to the point that they themselves feel nausea. And since some of that spit flows away, revealing in part the majesty of your face and your superhuman sweetness, they shudder and feel ashamed of themselves. In order to feel more free, they blindfold you with a miserable rag to be able to hurl themselves unrestrained at your adorable person. And so they beat you up without pity. They drag you. They trample you under their feet. They repeat blows and slaps to your face and over your head, scratching you, tearing your hair, and pushing you from one point to another. Jesus, my love, my heart cannot bear seeing you in the midst of so many pains. You want me to notice everything, but I feel I would rather cover my eyes so as not to see scenes so painful, which tear the heart from any chest. But my love for you forces me to look at what happens to you. I see that you utter not a breath, that you say not a word to defend yourself, that you are in the hands of these soldiers like a rag, and they can do with you whatever they want. And in seeing them jumping over you, I fear you may die under their feet. My good and my all, the sorrow I feel for your pains is so great that I would like to shout so loud as to be heard up there in heaven, and call the Father and the Holy Spirit and all the angels, and here on earth, from one point to another, call sweet Mama first and all the souls who love you, so that, forming a circle around you, we may prevent these insolent soldiers from drawing near you to insult you and torment you more. Together with you, we repair for all the night sins, especially those committed at night by sectarians, over your sacramental person, and for all the offenses of the souls who do not remain faithful in the night of trial. But I see, my insulted good, that the soldiers, tired and drunk, would like to rest. And my poor heart, oppressed and lacerated by your so many pains, does not want to remain alone with you. He feels the need of another company. Oh, please, my sweet mama, be my inseparable company. Let us embrace Jesus together in order to console him. Oh, Jesus, together with mama, I kiss you and I bless you. And with her, I will have the sleep of love upon your adorable heart.